Artisan cheese making is on the rise in Michigan. It's not an easy business to get into, but the number of small independent cheese producers in the state is expected to nearly double in the near future. Tom Carr profiles a local woman who's leading the way.
Sue Curta is stirring curdling milk that will become Swiss cheese.
It stirs for quite a long time like this, and if you don't come in and give it a little toss, it can mat together.
The arms she stirs with are covered with colorful tattoos of pineapples, a cruise ship, upbeat things. Curta's business is called Boss Mouse Cheese. The memorable name comes from an antique photo of her Aunt Julia as a child. In it, Julia wears an outsized bow in her hair that looks kind of like mouse ears.
And so Boss Mouse to me is like, boss, but it's a little mouse. And then she is this sort of, you know, startled little Victorian girl with big mouse ears. The whole thing is so funny to me. And it's fun to say.
Boss Mouse is one of about 20 small artisan cheesemakers in Michigan. Most are dairy farmers, says Terry Philibeck, deputy director of the Michigan Agriculture Department.
For the most part, it's people that already have milking animals and decide to go into the production side of things.
Boss Mouse is one of just a few that only make cheese. Leelanau Cheese Company of Sutton's Bay is another. Curta buys her milk from Moomer's Dairy near Traverse City. Getting milk can be a challenge for somebody that wants to open a cheesery.
The problem with our dairy production today is that it's in larger volumes, and it's difficult to purchase a smaller volume of milk.
Curta started Boss Mouse Cheese as a part-time job out of her passion about 2 years ago. She's full-time now and a regular at local farm markets. She also sells at upscale markets downstate. Her cheese curds are popular, and so is an experiment that really took off, smoked butter. In fact, The Rachel Ray Show, a cooking show on Food Network, has ordered some of her smoked butter. Curta lived in New York City and was a secretary for Wall Street bankers when she took a class on how to make cheese in her kitchen. Then, in the 1990s, she took a break from her job.
And I had a really, really great boss I was with for a few years, really good man, and asked if I could take a leave of absence from my job, unpaid, to go live in the country in Maine and go work on a cheese farm for about 3 months, and I did. And then I really fell in love. Then it totally sealed the deal.
That was several years before she moved back to Michigan and started making cheese to sell. She works long days purchasing milk, making cheese, packaging it, distributing it, and selling it face-to-face to customers. Those 20 artisan cheesemakers already operating in Michigan may soon have more company. Another 15 or so are trying to get licensed. That process usually takes about 2 years with numerous health regulations and other hurdles. Curta has chosen to go even further and achieved state certification as an environmentally sound operation. She says her formula for success is simple.
No matter how cute your logo is or how cool you are, or whatever, if your food isn't good, it doesn't matter. So I think the first thing is make a superior product. Make the best possible cheese you know how to make. And then be really nice to people.
Curta sells her cheeses for the winter at the Indoor Farmers Market at Grand Traverse Commons. This is Tom Carr for Interlochen Public Radio.